Hello, and welcome to the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast, the show that empowers you to stop making excuses to not blog and realize the potential of content marketing. I'm your host, Scott Winteroth, co-founder of ContentAcademy.com. I invite you to join me each episode for actionable strategies for elevating your blog to the next level and hear from other content rock stars who will share with you exactly what keeps them on task so you can stop wishing for success and start living to your fullest potential. Ready? 3, 2, 1, publish. The Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast episode number 5. Where should you invest your time? Now, maybe you want to start a blog, or you have a blog and you're sort of all over the place when it comes to managing it. That's okay. I've been there myself. Focus is key when it comes to achieving small wins. Remember, when it comes to managing a blog, it's a marathon, not a sprint. I titled this episode, Where to Invest Your Time, because for many, blogging is precisely that. An investment of both time and money. Before you can even consider adding a blog to your daily routine, it's important to identify that building a blog is a long-term investment. Long-term because it can take several months to a few years for a solo blogger to see any return on their investment, especially if it's their first blogging endeavor and you're going it alone. In order to achieve traction, one must invest a lot of time and patience into getting started, making mistakes, and building momentum. Let's identify where to invest in your blog. If you're going to capitalize on blogging, like it, huh? Capitalized? Okay, now, part one. Starting or maintaining a blog is about investing wisely. Most savvy investors don't just throw a bunch of money into a new project until they validate whether or not the investment will pay some type of return. Why should you dump a bunch of time and resources into building something you don't even know how to build? My best advice is to educate yourself before you embark on this type of journey. Now, when you commit to it, blogging can be very rewarding. The word reward is often equated to money, but one must understand that rewards can come in various ways, including money, but when it comes to blogging, it's often not any type of get-rich-quick scenario, unless you're pairing blogging with the right type of digital marketing strategy and you spent the time creating valuable content that readers love. If you're blogging because you're looking to make money online, then you're really not setting up a blog, but also a product, which is an important distinction to consider before starting a blog. Is your blog a product, or is it supporting a different product's marketing strategy? These are two distinct differences that require different approaches. If you're just building a blog, aka an online media startup, I highly recommend coming up with ideas to make money in exchange for your time investment to create content. It's a good idea to pursue revenue streams such as a paid online community or a purchasable product such as an ebook as a way to monetize your efforts. Revenue streams are important, but also can take away additional time and resources from building regular blog content, which, keep in mind, that's your core component of building a blog is content. I think this brings us to a really important question. Do I build my blog following first or work on my product? And I think the short answer is you must do a little bit of both. I found myself in the past in a vicious spin-out cycle where I wasn't really investing my time into either my blog or my product. And one day I had to stop and rethink my efforts. I realized that I needed to stop and think, hey, I'm not an entrepreneur just looking for the next hot idea, and start looking at all my projects as an investor. This was a huge mind shift for me. I realized what limited time and resources I have, and I need to decide on my core priorities as an investor, seeking only opportunities that will provide me with the best return on my investment given the resources and the knowledge I have at that moment. I'm not yet in a position where I can just bankroll my ideas. I can only decide where I can allocate myself. After I made this initial investor mind shift, I started to examine all my current projects, clients, groups that I participate in and determine if by doing this will provide me with the best return on investment for my time while being in line with my long-term goals. This was really hard. I mean, especially when you have to say no or remove yourself from something you have started, but it really helps build clarity and focus. Identifying on what to stop and to focus on next isn't always black and white. I can remember dragging around a project for a few years until I finally said, okay, this project is no longer a priority for me at this moment, and all the ideas and resources I have related to that project must stop. I suggest evaluating your current projects and ideas and continue to evaluate and eliminate them as you progress. Having a million projects going on at once is not really ideal and should be avoided if you're not making a lot of traction yet. Part 2. Prioritizing within my content creation efforts, or what I call my 3 C's. After evaluating all of my projects and ideas, I've come to the conclusion that creating content is the best way for me to build a foundation. Content building is pretty much a proven method to provide a return on investment into my future. If anything, it's a way for me to contribute to the global mindshare and build my authority within my space. But it will take a lot of content to do that. Now, I'm not talking about creating a post or two and stopping. I'm talking about building a substantial online library of content. I often have students and clients that are frustrated when they write like one or two blog posts of 200 words and then quit because they didn't see any traction. This is not the right mindset for blogging. You can't expect that one post, or really one of anything for that matter, will be a significant fuel to a marketing strategy. You can't even expect that one book will be enough content to make a big splash. Most accomplished authors have like three or four books before they start to see any type of major traction. It's pretty daunting, I know, but one must start somewhere, and the best time to plant a tree is today. Since I'm bootstrapping and watching where I invest my limited resources, I do seek opportunities where I can create the maximum momentum without having to throw a bunch of money behind it. Investing time to create a library of content is one way to do something productive that doesn't really require any type of financial resources. If anything, by doing so, I'm staying on the front line of content marketing strategy and keeping my saw sharp with tactics and strategy for future endeavors. I'm also growing visibility for my personal brand and building audience and influence. All great things to do, and basically can do these all with little financial resources up front. Now, plotting my priorities. Every Sunday evening, I try to sit down and review my weekly goals. Within my weekly goals, I have a section dedicated to my long-term vision and break that down into groups of what I'm focusing on now and what's next. There are not any urgent tasks, but rather the things I need to do to get one step closer to what I feel is my big prize. I recommend you check out episode 3, where I explain my P2 goals and how I prioritize blogging into my workflow. Along with my P2, important but not urgent goals, I have identified that pretty much all of my P2 tasks fall under one of my three C's, which are, you ready for this? The C's are courses, content, and community. Since my long-term big picture includes building a web-based business, I know that I need to attract readers and grow followers. Therefore, all tasks at hand should fall under the three C's umbrella. And if I find my list out of whack, then I need to either delegate or destroy some of my non-C tasks. I've even created a special computer desktop vision board with one area devoted to the three C's as a visual cue that I need to focus and prioritize my daily tasks. From a content marketing perspective, it's not just about writing posts or growing a following. You must create a product, build visibility, and leverage influence, and they all must be done in near tandem. If you're not sure what or all three of your C's might look like at this time, no worries. The best thing to do is just get started typing. And it works because typing, if you think about it, is a C, right? It's creating content. So make writing and typing, or whatever you want to call it, a priority. But you must start building content. It will draw you to the point where then you can identify what all the three C's look like once you sort of build your voice and build your initial influence online. I can remember coaching a travel blogger a few years back, and while she was rocking it out creating content and growing her following on Instagram, she was seeking ideas to monetize her efforts. And to me, it was super simple. Use her content to create premium travel guides. Once they were in place, she had forged a sales funnel that started to support her content creation efforts, and it seems to have worked. She's still doing it. What might blogging success look like? Through my different blogging endeavors, I've realized that rewards can come in many forms, not just in money. I think the most valuable reward was the ability to see firsthand the marketing strategy behind blogging and sharpen my ability to blog and create content. I first realized this after I started my country music blog back in 2008. I received a lot of positive rewards that were in direct response to the time and investment I made into maintaining the blogging community. You can learn more about this endeavor in episode 1. Once I was able to forge that community around my blog, I was then able to leverage myself as a gatekeeper. I think today we call them influencers. With my influence, I was then able to obtain backstage access to concerts, request photography credentials, and even was invited to attend celebrity events in Nashville. It was awesome. I felt like a rock star myself. But most importantly, I experienced firsthand how to grow a community and visibility online while sharpening my writing and WordPress skills. To this day, the memories of concerts were great, and I'm very proud of the coffee table book that I've made of the photos I took, but the true success was becoming a more confident and faster writer while building a deep understanding of how WordPress and the web works. These skills have truly paid off tenfold, and I will be forever grateful for this investment I made. The reality is, when it comes to blogging, after you hit publish, there probably isn't an instant paycheck headed to you. This is where most people quit, because there's no immediate gratification, and it's freaking hard, and there's a lot of moving parts that one must know and understand in order to build success. The prolific author and entrepreneur Seth Godin calls this in his book, The Dip, the hurdle that most people don't cross because they don't have the drive or motivation. The dip can actually be your friend too, as most people won't cross it because they can't get themselves together or find the motivation to do it. I highly recommend checking out Seth Godin's book called The Dip. It's a great navigation for dealing with what is hard so you can start to achieve more and grow beyond yourself. Part 3, where you invest your time can be different depending on where you're at within your blogging journey. If you don't yet have a blog or you're on the cusp of starting, then I would take the time to invest in educating yourself. Listening to this podcast is a great start, if I must say, but I also recommend investing in some high-quality skill-building activities surrounding online publishing. Maybe consider taking a writing class or a Photoshop class, something like that. Most importantly, take the time to build competency within WordPress. Once you have your WordPress site set up, then I recommend getting started with the very basics of WordPress before you go on and find a complicated theme to work with. The first theme I used was very complicated, and it completely messed up the WordPress process. Now, this was 2008, and things are better now, but if I had just started with the basic default theme with WordPress while I wrote my first handful of posts, I maybe would have had an easier time learning WordPress, and I would have been able to sharpen my saw quicker. This is actually one reason why I'm creating a personal branding theme for WordPress called Wise Themes. This theme is designed to look great, but also provide simplicity for new bloggers, so you can focus on creating content and learn the core WordPress features before you go on and invest in a more complex theme. I often get asked a lot, how do I find out if this WordPress theme will work for me before I purchase it? That's a hard question for me to give an answer to, but what I do know is the more you know about WordPress and how it works, the better you'll be able to identify how a theme might react to your content. That's why I created Wise Themes. I want you to learn WordPress before you go on and find a really complex theme, and you'll be able to better identify what theme might work for you. If you're interested in being a beta tester for Wise Themes, please visit wisetheme.com and sign up for our public beta. We love your feedback, and we want to help you get started. My closing thoughts for investing in your blog is to make sure you work on your blog and not in your blog. As a blog publisher myself, I recommend that you focus on being a content publisher. Try not to spend a lot of time tinkering with your site's theme or working on stuff that's not related to creating content. Do what you need to do and go with your gut, but stick with creating content. It has the best return on investment, period. If you would like a copy of my written show notes, head on over to theblogyouwant.com/005 and download this episode and notes for free. Do you have ideas on how to creatively hack your routines or reprogram your way of thinking when it comes to blogging? Please share them with me by heading over to our site, theblogyouwant.com, or tweet me at @swintroth with the hashtag blogwin. If you have questions, feedback, or just have an awesome win to share, I'll mention it on the show and bring you on to talk about your success. Be sure to use the hashtag blogwin because it will make me feel good and I appreciate that. If you're liking what you're hearing, be sure to leave a review and tell your friend and head on over to blogyouwant.com to sign up for new episode alerts and other useful free content. Thank you.